I want to thank the pastor for his very kind and gracious words of welcome. Good to be in Lurgan again today and see many people that we know and others that we don't know, but it's good to be here, and we thank him for his invitation to have this opportunity here this evening. And the summertime, you know, is a time when we all look forward to holidays. But of course, there's more than holidays in the summertime. God gives a great opportunity for young people to serve the Lord. And it's great to hear some of your young people coming tonight and sharing with us what they've been doing in the summer months out at Armagh and Craig Evan. And I pray that if you haven't been, that you'll take up their invitation for next year and go along and join in that outreach of reaching young people and children for Christ. Now, I want to read a portion from God's Word this evening. Our portion is in 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3, and we're reading from verse number 1 down there to verse 10. 1 Samuel and chapter 3, and reading at verse number 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was led down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel and answered, "Here am I." He answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." We know that the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his own precious word. Let's just bow and have a word of prayer together. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this thy day. We thank you for all the privileges that you have afforded us today. Thank you for being here in your house this morning and sitting with the Lord's people at the Lord's table. And we thank you again, Lord, tonight for coming under the Word of God and the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, our prayer would be that you would bless the young people who have already spoken, that you will bless them in their own lives. And we pray, O God, that as we come now to your word, we pray that the Spirit of God might do the work that only he can do. And we pray for every individual gathered here this evening. We thank you for those of us who know thee and love thee. But we pray, Lord, tonight for those that are without thee, and that in this meeting, Lord, that there might be a consciousness of God's presence, and that your voice might be heard, and that there might be those who will respond and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear these our prayers for Christ's sake. Amen. Amen. Turning tonight to this familiar portion in the first book of Samuel, chapter 3. And we read in this chapter about the child Samuel ministering unto the Lord before Eli in the temple. You remember when he was a child, his mother brought him to the temple and gave him back to the Lord. My Hannah had longed for a son, and she prayed to God that God would open up her womb and give her a son. And God answered the prayer of Hannah and gave her this child. And Hannah promised that when he was weaned, that she would bring him to the temple and give him back to the Lord. And that's what has happened. She has kept her word. God has answered her prayer, and she has kept her word. And we read as the day drew to a close that Samuel was led down to sleep, that the Lord called him. And Samuel heard the voice. He thought it was Eli, the priest. And he went to Eli and said, Eli said, I called not, lie down again. And again the Lord called Samuel. And again Samuel went to Eli. And again Eli gave the same answer in verse number 6 there. It says, the Lord called yet again Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. So this was why Samuel was going to Eli. My, he didn't know yet the Lord. It says here in the next verse, verse 7, it says, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. My, Samuel thought that the voice was the voice of Eli. And that's why he went the first time and the second time. And Samuel did not know the Lord. He didn't know that it wasn't Eli that was speaking to him. He didn't know that it was God. Didn't know that it was God. God was speaking to Samuel. But Samuel did not yet know the Lord. And that's my text for the meeting tonight. And as we look at this text, I want you to see, first of all, the condition of Samuel's heart. The condition of Samuel's heart. Samuel's spiritual condition was that he did not yet know the Lord. What do we mean when we talk about knowing the Lord? Sometimes I'll meet someone I've never met before in Christian circles, and either they will say to me or I will say to them, do you know the Lord? Maybe somebody on holiday or somebody that we meet somewhere else. And when we ask that question, we're asking, do they know the Lord Jesus as their Savior? What do we mean when we talk about knowing the Lord? Samuel knew about the Lord. There's no question about that. He was working in the temple. He had been brought up earlier in his days in a Christian home. So there's no doubt that he knew about the Lord. He would have learned much about him, but he didn't know the Lord. He didn't know the Lord. And there's a difference between knowing about the Lord and knowing the Lord. My, there's thousands, millions of people who know about the Lord. But my dear friends, this is about knowing the Lord. You see, to know someone, we need to be introduced to them. We need to meet them. My, we need to have an encounter with them. And Samuel, as yet, didn't have that experience. And when we talk about knowing the Lord, we refer to knowing the Lord as our Savior. Yes. I wonder tonight, can I ask you, do you know the Lord as your Savior? Do you know the Lord as your Savior? You may know many things about the Lord. My, you know about his birth, you know about his life, you know about his miracles, you know all sorts of things. But do you really know the Lord as your Savior? Have you been introduced to the Savior? Or do you yet not know the Lord? My dear friends, to know the Lord means to be saved. What a great Bible word that is. We don't hear it that often today, but there's nothing to be ashamed about to tell people that you're saved, that you know the Lord. Yes, it means to know that your sins are forgiven. It means to be sure of heaven and be prepared to meet God. I wonder tonight, do you know the Lord? I believe that there's a great many in this congregation here tonight, in this greatly sized congregation, and I believe that many of you know the Lord. You know the Lord. You've been born again. You've come to him. You've trusted him as your Savior. But there may well be others, and I believe there may well be, and you do not yet know the Lord. So the first thing you see here is the condition of Samuel's heart. Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Second thing I want you to see is the circumstances Samuel was brought up under. Look at Samuel and remember that this time he was still a child. And then think of the text. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. You know, as we look at Samuel as a child, the first thing I would say about him is this, that he had a godly father. He had a godly father, whose name was Elkanah. You read about him in chapter 1, about this man, Elkanah. And my, in chapter 1, in verse 3, it says, and this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts at Shiloh. My, you know, he was a man who knew the Lord and who loved the Lord. He was a worshiper of the God of heaven, and that was Samuel's father. He had a godly father, but Samuel still did not yet know the Lord. So he had a godly father. And then we look at Samuel again, and he had not only a godly father, but he had a praying mother. His mother's name was Hannah. We've already made reference to that, who was a woman of prayer. And as we read about Hannah, we read in the chapters before this that she poured out her soul before the Lord. She poured out her soul. It was fervent prayer that was coming from the depths of her heart. And she made a vow that if God would give her a son, she would give him back to the Lord. And my, this was a real woman of prayer. And thank God for the great women of prayer and the men of prayer. But my dear friends, this was Samuel's parents. My, we see he had godly parents. He had a godly father and a praying mother. Maybe you're here tonight and you have godly parents like Samuel. But that doesn't save you. That doesn't make you a Christian. That doesn't mean that you were born into the church, but you were brought up in a God-fearing way and in a godly home. But as yet, you still don't know the Lord. Still don't know the Lord. And there's many people I've known in life, and that's where they come from. Come from a godly home, where their parents prayed for them. and sought God for them and brought them out under the gospel. But my, they still did not know the Lord. You know, not only do we see that the circumstances Samuel was brought up into, that he's a godly father and a praying mother, but he was in holy surroundings, holy surroundings. Samuel had been brought up in the house of God as a child. That's how he had been brought up, in the house of God as a child. And when his mother weaned him, she brought him to the temple. And from his earliest recollections, were of being in the house of God. He had been brought up in it. He loved in it. He lived in it. But Samuel did not yet know the Lord. You know, there's many who have been brought up in the house of God, young people, young children. We see in these days young families coming in, and it's great to see them getting their children out of the house of God at the earliest possible time. And see even people coming with their carry cot, the young ones just not that long born, and yet they're being nurtured and they're being brought up in the house of God. Their parents have seen to it that they have attended church and Sunday school. They have been cradled in the gospel. And it could be said of some, as Paul said concerning Timothy. Paul reminded Timothy and he said, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation." And I wonder how many people I could write that over tonight. I wonder how many people I could apply that text to. Maybe you're here and you're in your 30s. Or you're in your 40s, and you're even older than that, and yet from a child, you've known the Holy Scriptures that are able to make thee wise unto salvation, and yet it could be said of you that you still don't know the Lord. You still don't know the Lord. My dear friends, he had a godly father and a praying mother, and was brought up in holy surroundings, and he served in the temple, served in the temple. Well, that's what verse 1 is saying to us here. The child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. Samuel labored day after day, but Samuel did not yet know the Lord. There's many people involved in church work, someone organizing the affairs of the church, maybe hold a high position. Yes, others involved in Sunday school and in youth work, choir membership. But that doesn't make you a Christian. That doesn't make you a Christian. I remember as a boy being sent out to Sunday school. The first Sunday school I went to, looking back and trying to be as fair as I can. Well, the teachers were saved, okay, they were saved. Then the second Sunday school I went to when I got a bit bigger, the people that were teaching me in Sunday school, they didn't even know the Lord themselves. I never heard the gospel in that Sunday school. My dear friends, as we consider the circumstances, these circumstances concerning Samuel, how many fit into the same picture, to the same circumstances? You can remember your mother and father tonight. Maybe they're no longer with you. Maybe the Lord has taken them home to glory. Now you can remember being in the house of God continually and being taught by godly, God-fearing Sunday school teachers and learning the choruses and all the rest of it. And yet here you are as life moves on and as time moves on. And maybe you're here tonight and you still don't know the Lord. So we see here, first of all, the condition of Samuel's heart. He did not yet know the Lord, and the circumstances that Samuel was brought up in. And then we come to verse 4, and it says this, the Lord called Samuel. The Lord called Samuel. My, that's a great word, isn't it? Put your own name in there if you know the Lord. You remember the night of the day when the Lord called you. The Lord called you. The Lord called Samuel. It was at a particular time in his life that the Lord called Samuel. The Lord spoke to Samuel. And when Samuel thought it was Eli, the Lord called him again. In verse number 6 there, the Lord called yet again. And Samuel again didn't realize that it was the Lord. And it goes on to say, and the Lord called Samuel the third time, when we look over there in verse 8. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli, as he did before, and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli began to see, the penny began to drop with Eli. He seemed to be out of touch with God, this priest. But it began to dawn on him that it was God that was taking a dealing with this young boy. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said, Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called out at other times, Samuel, Samuel. My dear friends, I believe that this was the moment when God's voice got through to Samuel, and it dawned upon Samuel now that God was speaking to him. And Samuel replied almost as Eli told him to reply. He perceived that the Lord had called the child, and he said, speak, Lord, for thy servant and heareth. And the Lord came and stood and called us at other times. And Samuel answered and said, speak, for thy servant heareth. And you know, friends, as I look at this story, you know, it comes to me that there's a time in life, I believe anyway, a time in the life of every individual when God calls them. When God speaks to them by his Spirit. My, the Lord is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. And I believe there's a time when God comes and reveals himself. And you know, as we think of God calling Samuel here, you see the means God uses. How does God call people? I would suggest to you that God calls people through the gospel. When the disciples gathered round the Savior before he was ascended back to heaven, he said to his followers, the disciples, he says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He told them where they were to go into all the world and what they were to do. They were to preach the gospel. And who they were to preach it to, every creature. Yes, this is how God reveals himself to sinners, through the gospel. We're told how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of glad tidings. My dear friends, tonight, God reveals his love through the gospel. That great verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, a world of sinners lost, that he gave his only begotten Son. And God, not only speaks through the gospel, but he reveals his love to us through his Son. And the Lord Jesus, the eternal Son of God, left the heights of glory and came into this world to die for sinners and went to Calvary's tree and there he gave himself as a sacrifice for sin. And they took him. The hymn says, they nailed my Lord upon the tree and left him dying there. And you know, friends, as he hung there, he died as the substitute for sin. There was many people who were crucified in those days when the Romans were in power. Many people who were crucified. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he was crucified not for his own sins. He died not for his own sins. He died for your sins and my sins. Christ died, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And the gospel presents to us the Son of God who hung on yonder tree at Calvary and finished the work and paid the price. But the third day he rose again. And he rose to be a living, wonder-working Savior who is able to save those that will come unto him and trust him and believe. And that's how you come to know the Lord. You come to know the Lord when you embrace the Son of God and put your faith in him as his Savior. Maybe God is calling you tonight in this meeting. Maybe God has been speaking to you before this meeting tonight. Maybe you're here this evening, and yet you still do not yet know the Lord. You don't know the Lord yet. You know about him, but you don't know him as your Savior. That's the means that God uses. God uses the gospel to speak to people. As he spoke to Samuel, God speaks to men and women today through his Son and through the Word. And you know, friends, not only is there the means God uses, but there's the moments that God uses. God calls people at different times, in different ways, in different circumstances. Samuel was only a child. He was of tender age. But at that time, that was the time when he heard God's voice. And thank God for those who go out with the gospel in these camps and holiday Bible clubs. And thank God for the children who come forth and in sincere childlike faith puts their faith in Jesus Christ. And thank God for the kids that have got saved this summer, here, there, and yonder. My dear friends, Samuel was a child, and God speaks to children and calls them to himself. My dear friends, God calls many when they're young and tender in heart, and many folks testify to being saved when they're young. I don't know how many people I've sat behind when they were giving their testimony, and many of them have testified that were saved when they're young. Saved when they're young. Our youngest girl was saved when she was 6. Her mother led her to the Lord. My older girl got saved when she was 9. And praise God. And oh, dear friends, people get saved when they're children. But Samuel was about to sleep. It was in the night season. He was on his bed when he heard the voice of God. And God calls people when they're on their bed, when they're in the stillness of the night, in the darkness, when people have time to think and turn over what they've heard, that this still small voice comes, and many a person has had to get out of bed and go down the road to the pastor and knock the door. And many has got out of bed and got down at their own bedside because they've heard God's voice. My dear friends, people get saved when they're young, and people get saved as they retire for the night. And you know, friends, God speaks through death. Maybe death in a family, death of a workman, work person, death of a friend, death of someone you love dearly. God speaks through death. And my God, he speaks in so many different ways. He speaks through his word. Thy word comes to us. The word of God comes to us with quickening power. Oh, we see here the means God uses. And we see the moments God uses. God can speak to people. They cannot hide from God. There's people who have tried to hide from God. And leave the town and leave their own home. But God follows them. And maybe God's following you tonight. And we see here also, as I come to a conclusion, the mercy God uses. Because the wonderful thing about this story is just this. That God didn't just speak once. He didn't speak once. Yes, nor twice. He spoke a third time. He spoke again. And my, how often have you heard God's voice as yet? How often has God spoken to your heart in this gospel service here at Lurgan as the gospel has been preached time and time again? You know, the Bible does say this. It says that the Lord is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But we need to remember this, friends, that God has always said, also said, my spirit does not always strive with man. And I would say to you tonight, don't push the Lord too far. His mercy is not inexhaustible. And many have lost their soul because the time of visitation they have let pass them. And finally tonight, we see the consciousness of Samuel's mind. And Samuel became aware it was God's voice. And that it was God that was speaking to him. You know what he did? He responded. He responded. He says, speak. Speak, for thy servant heareth. Samuel responded. And if you hear God's voice tonight, I trust that you'll respond tonight. That you'll respond. Yes, we need to respond. You know, there's people in hell tonight. There's people in hell tonight who have heard God's voice in their life, maybe many times. And the reason they're in hell is because they didn't respond. They didn't respond. They put it off. They made excuses. Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Is that you tonight? Is that you tonight? You're still not saved. You've been prayed for a long time. Would you like to come tonight? Why not come tonight? Why not come to Jesus? Why not come and trust him? And may you speak and respond to the message of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit and say, yes, I'm coming, Lord. Coming now to thee. Our final hymn this evening is that great hymn, I hear thy welcome voice that calls me, Lord, to thee for cleansing in thy precious blood that flowed at Calvary. That's why you can come, friends, because of Calvary, because of the cross. And the chorus says, I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. May you come tonight. May you turn tonight, and may you come to know the Savior. Let's sing.